Blog Talk Radio.
Did not get on until obviously now, and anyway, so I'm here, and I wanted to let everybody know, after much deliberation, I am sad to report that, yes, I will be shutting down the Blog Talk Radio part of the station, mainly because it costs me money. I don't get money off the show, so not really doing much other than, you know, things when they come, and then just doing my tarot stuff. But I'm not gonna be able to keep up today. For the next at least 3 months, I won't be able to because I have to pay for it myself. So it doesn't really generate me money. It costs me money. And right now I'm having to deal with school and stuff. I'm also still fucking sick, which really sucks. So I assume that I will have lasting effects from COVID, it seems like. So, but yeah, I've been fighting the flu for a long-ass time fighting the flu, so, I don't know. As far as getting better, I'm not sure, like, when that's exactly going to happen, but I'm in school and stuff, as I've been telling everybody. So, doing the actual blog, and the thing about Blog Talk Radio is, it's not doing HTML5, so they haven't changed anything since they took away, Adobe Flash is over, so they didn't switch over anything, and Blog Talk Radio really hasn't said anything or made any announcements or any changes, and half the stuff now doesn't work, so I'm pretty much, I can't find a different platform that's better at this point when it comes to, like, the radio part of the station. So right now I just going to do the streaming part. That's why I put the YouNow link on the show. But after this, right after my birthday, everything will be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff missing off the page, of course. But if y'all want it, you'll come find me on YouNow, because there's just no reason to keep Blog Talk going right now. Plus, with Sean being gone till 2023, and with all that content sitting there, and honestly, I'm not even downloading it. I'm not downloading it, filling up my computer with it. I can create more content when he gets out. So, and it's mostly people are just coming for the tarot. They're not coming for, like, the actual good journalism shit. Like, unless I really put out ads for that, which, again, costs me money. So, right now, I can't hemorrhage money. I'm having to pay out a lot of shit. But I am doing my YouNow. Because this shit's free and unlimited. So, that is one announcement that I wanted to make on the show today. I am offering tarot today. But because of the lateness and how long it took me to get on here today, that's another thing as well. Like, it's just not doing what it's supposed to do. So I really feel like the people that have been on this longer than I have, they've spent thousands to be on this. So, I mean, I feel bad for those people. If anyone shows up. And if you don't, well, that's the deal. You'll have to come find me on younow.com. I think I put it on here, too. Yes, I did. Younow.com. Yep, it's on there. Yeah. So, yeah, there's thousands of things to do today. This weekend, my Toba goes through that.
Honestly, y'all have been killing my confidence. All of the negative comments
I'm sorry for missing the point of the criticism.
I was blinded by diamonds and loot. I apologize to all you guys. Y'all were right. I was out my mind. I went too far. I did too much. The haters were right when they said I sucked. I did my best. It did nothing for me. I gave my guts and got lost in glory. Standing here while you see my form. There's nothing left but to say I'm sorry.
Because you're telling people these terrible tips are outdated. It's obsolete. 2021, I'm sorry. People don't have that. You're going to tell a poor person who's in a serious...
Sorry, that doesn't bother me. I don't know when you find
an
apology. I don't have
a viral thing.
We don't follow the stars. I look like a star. No one is honest. You copy me. Comedy, honesty, colorful, shockingly comedy. Carry the weight of my songs all on top of me. I will not break. I'm not made out of pottery. Bury your bodies on acres of property. Place them at angles like sacred geometry. Down with the modesty. Everything I drop is quality. Promise, like honestly, follow me. I ain't gonna stop with the hits. Don't rock with a kid. I'll rock like Pac with a band. I'm a god with a band. No cops to the crib. Y'all watch for the last with this. Underrated, overpaid, the hated, complicated calculations made to rake the paper. Rangers on the latest, Freddy versus Jason, angels in my heart of Satan in the basement. Brains and handsome faces, what has made me famous? Great imagination, fatal combination, labels on the daily. I've been on vacation, making translation, and I don't give a fuck.
Voting for in the goddamn voting.
Sorry, I got a point of view. It's like a pencil, you don't want to point at you. Y'all are annoying you. Y'all are like last breaks in a gas chamber. Y'all can't avoid a few. Y'all in a game slot, my brain stop. I'm like brain shot, play the chain stop. Get your brain chop in the A part, get your bass off. Hit the graveyard of my.
$11 an hour.
You're bringing home, say, $850, $875 after taxes, depending on dependents and how you claim. Even so, you're not making that much. You get paid twice a month with no tips or anything else, and you have a shit ton of bills. I'm not going to tell you that you need to go build your wealth. What? No. All this shit is dumb. This fucking class that I'm in, like, the first one that they start you in, they're trying to set you up for life. Blah, blah, blah. I fucking get it. Most of these people don't possess the basic life skills to even make it in the corporate world, let alone budget their fucking monies and handle basic fucking life shit that happens every day. A lot of people don't have that. So when you're telling someone how to save their money, how to live their life, and what they can do better, make sure that they're fucking mentally capable to even understand the lingo that you're using or even what you're saying to them. With money problems comes depression and anxiety and fear. There's institutions, you're not telling anyone anything because no one wants to hear that you're doing it wrong, and also there's fear. And it's depression amongst everyone in the United States. My kid got diagnosed with depression for some reason at fucking 4 years old. Baby steps, okay, yeah, $10 a week, sure. Let's say you're saving $10 a week and you're on a very strict budget. Guess what happens? If you have an emergency, all that money you were just putting away is going to gone. You need it now. See what I did. When I got my money that was working in back day, plus Mrs. Dash, and I went and I bought stuff. And the thing is, you're really playing stock market. You ain't gonna get. You can get your money back, but if you put your money in there, you bought stock. You're not gonna get that money back exactly. If it went down, it maybe hopefully it stayed the way it was or went up. You can sell your stock. You can get your money back, but it will not be. It could fluctuate. You put your money in. I put like $2,000 in. I just cashed out. If you want to do your IRA, you're going to have to, like, write stuff. And then tell me you need it because you can't just take money from there. Now, if you have money that you get from dividends, like for me, I got delicious dividends, and I'm going to shift the money in there. I'll tell you the stuff that's doing really good right now. I have, what are they, ETFs? And special stock in, like, Julie, Julie, all that, and growers. But my other stocks were doing pretty good, and I needed, I was like preparing for a crash moment for myself about that one right now, and I'm going to school, and I wanted to pay off a lot of my students that I already have, so that way, when it happens, it's not going to be a giant amount later to my interest. I've been cashing in my stocks on days, I check it every day, and when I felt that, okay, I can deal with it, because at least I'll get back, to put it right there, I sell them. Good one. And then you have it automatically invest. my card, when I use my card, it will invest in whoever I buy from, or my almost have a cool thing. Amazon actually went down with it.
You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, hi.
Hi, what can I get you? Oh, my God, I did it again. It's like being a server. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
I said, what could I get you? Like, I'm a server. It happens sometimes. Sorry, habit.
It's okay. So I just wanted to get a reading.
Yeah, sure. What kind of reading are you wanting?
I'm being harassed by someone, by two people, and I wanted to know what you see as the outcome.
Yes. Okay. We can do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Are you, like, psychic or something?
Am I psychic or something? Well, yeah, you could say that.
Good, because I'm
one of the few good ones, I guess you could say. Yeah, very accurate. So, well, if the answer is there and we're meant to know it, we will find it. So where are you calling from?
I'd rather not say, just because of my situation.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Ah, no problem.
Trying to be
no
private
problem.
As I can. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. I'm shuffling for you now.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Okay. Was someone trying to be emotionally involved with you?
I'm being harassed.
Harassed? I mean, were they trying
yeah.
to be, like, with you and you said no?
No, this is not a sexual situation at all.
All
these
right.
are two females
just,
that are harassing you.
Just wondering. Well, I've got a female presence, a male presence. I have some cups here. Let's see what this is about. All right. So we have some reverse cards here, and I do see we do have the Empress here. Your foundation is the reverse of Four of Swords, so that tells, that does show that you're unable to really rest over this. It's causing
yeah.
a lot of stress on your mind.
A lot of stress.
There's a lot of other entities that I'm picking up as well. I'm picking up one, two, you said female, correct?
Female, two females.
Okay, yeah, all right. I see what the, well, I've got the Knight of Cups and the Knight of Wands, but it doesn't mean that they're boys. It just means the type of personalities that they have. And these ones, they're really at the ready here to, like, destroy, basically.
Yeah,
they are
that's it.
Definitely dead set on making everything kind of just turn upside down for you, which is why
yeah.
you have a reverse tower at this moment in your recent, like, that started trying to take everything apart for you, and that's affecting you mentally and emotionally
yeah.
as well as in the physical realm.
Yeah.
So you do have the Empress, and you do have, what are these cups doing here? There is a lot of jealousy and rumors involved here and talking amongst
yeah.
us, trying to build this smear campaign.
They're threatening, yeah, that, but they're also threatening to go to my family, too, and reveal, like, receipts, and it's just, they're relentless right now, and the thing is I know some things about this one woman. I can't say on air what I know, but
no.
It's not good. It's not good.
I
and
see, while you were telling me, I was pulling cards, and it does show that you are holding quite a few cards in your deck right now, and you do have the Fool that's upside down. Now, I'm going to let you
like,
know.
We all know each other's legal names and addresses, and so, like, I know where one of the women works, and, you know, if I, she's text harassing me far long after I've told her to leave me alone, so I could get a protective order if I wanted to get one for text harassment, and then
yeah,
I could alert her job,
really
and
can.
I could alert her job of that, and then the other one, let's just say, without saying it, I know some things allegedly about some things that she could get to go to prison for, okay? So that's how this started. One of them, I made a joke about that to her, and she switched on me and then went to my enemy and was like, we're going to destroy you, because I made that joke with her. But, like, I wasn't serious, but she took it very seriously, and so now it's like she got afraid I was going to blow a whistle, so she blew a whistle on me. And I didn't do anything illegal, but she allegedly may have. I'm not going to say for sure, though, because that's what I don't really know. Okay?
Absolutely. So when you were telling me a little bit about your story before you finished, I threw out the rest of your cards to kind of give us a little bit more of insight of maybe where this is going. There is a lot of details to this story, Miss. Okay, so you have the reverse fool. So the reverse fool is about if you take the chance, win or lose, you're not going to lose as much as you're going to win if you start battling correctly. You have the go-ahead from the said University of the Two of Wands. You have the Empress. You have the reverse fool. You do have the right side up Six of Wands, which is great news because that is going to be about you having, like, victory over this battle because this is literally battling. These people, like, these dudes have, like, clubs and swords, but one person has a cup. So there's a lot of manipulation in trying to use the things that you love, like family, against you, manipulating you. These are just tactics. Most of this that has been said to you, they're more words, like threats,
right,
rather being a guarantee. But on that
they sent me like a text this morning saying that we have the phone number of your so-and-so family, specific family member. We have the voice clips of you talking shit about them, which I did, but thought I was doing it privately with one human being, not that they would just go to him, you know, and talk about the things that he did to me as a child. And they're trying to, like, almost emotionally blackmail me. And that's what I have to say about that.
Well, in your final, first off, it says you need to come to battle with your sword and shield, so start taking away their means. If you remove all of the pieces on the board, they have nowhere to go.
Well, I'm on social media. I privated all my videos. I haven't gone on social media since this happened because I'm pulling away. I don't want to deal with all the people that they're probably trying to get in on their little scheme to hurt me. I don't respond to anything they send me. I'm just silent right now. I will not engage, period. Not at all. I'm like a wall.
Now, on that, I did pull out another card for you. You do have the reverse Ten of Wands. The Ten of Wands is about having a burden on one's back. It's telling you that it would be in your best interest. Like, if this was me and I was having them say that they were going to do that to me, I would go tell that person that this happened and I said this. Because
I don't want to go there.
Just making an example of taking away arms. So you got to think about...
I hear what you're saying. I mean, I thought about that, but I really don't want to go to this person because what I said was that, God, I don't even want to say it on air. I really just don't.
You don't have to.
Like,
you are not obligated to spill any
I hear you, but, like, I said something, you know, nasty that I wished them a certain thing. You know how that goes.
It happens.
And I don't... Yeah, but, you know, it'll probably hurt their feelings if they hear it. Do you think they're going to hear it? I really hope not.
There will be things that are going to come out, but mostly you're going to come out victorious. This is something that's going to come as a pass, and it's something you're going to learn from, and also you have to learn to conquer the confrontation part. You gotta do what you have to do, and you have to come to the battle, because right now they're busy taking away all the bricks to your house. Your roof is going to fall in on you. And you have nothing to really, you know, combat that. You got to start battling back because the worst thing that could happen is someone gets their feelings hurt because if you've done nothing really illegal, then you really It'll just be a thing. You know, people get hurt.
It's
and
not
we say
illegal.
We don't
but they allegedly have some illegal activity.
Well, if they allegedly have, I would definitely start looking into my avenues, thus also taking power.
Well,
away
I don't want to retaliate.
You want to not hurt your person.
I don't want to retaliate right now. I really don't. I just want this to, like, chill the fuck out. But if they push me to a wall, into a corner, then my shit's going to hit the fan and I'll go for them.
Will this continue?
What?
Oh, I asked the card if it will continue. Hold on. Oh, yes and yes. It will continue, but you got a lot of major arcana cards. So you have the High Priestess. So you need to follow your intuition on this, and this is going to continue for another week. Another week.
Do you see anything about these people? Are you getting any insight about them?
On the two cards that are sitting in front of me that I know are them, let's see. The one that has the Knight of Cups personality has also the... What is that? The Knave of Pentacles. So they're kind of not that mature in a lot of ways and don't handle some things very well. So they kind of do a lot. It's narcissistic personality is what it is. And they both bounce off each other. Now, the other one that's the Wands, the Fire personality, has the Seven of Wands on top of them. So they're more of like they like to start shit and sit behind the scenes and watch like on the sidelines and see what happens. Doesn't take any responsibility for anything that they do. So just two narcissists pretty much bouncing off each other and trying to, that's why the smear campaign, of course. That's like their, but most of this is just them trying to keep you from doing anything or retaliating and being in fear. So it will go on for one more week, but something will happen. There seems to be, it will be at a stalemate, and you will come out of it. It's going to be the Six of Swords is like relieving a choppy storm into calmer waters.
Okay. And they are going to
contact
my family? They are going to contact my family for sure, you think, or... You think they'll just keep threatening, and then another week will pass and
there
they won't
may
do
be
it
an attempt, but it's mostly just talk. But there's a lot of talking at play here, like with a lot of people.
Do you think
so it's like a big ring, a big circle. A big circle of people.
Do you think those two people will ever fall out with each other? Because they're both very volatile people.
They're not friends. They're using each other.
I know, but do you think they're ever going to get like a fight or anything like that? Like,
oh,
she's living the one girl's living with a guy who, when I was friends with her, he tried to strangle her, but she didn't call the police because she can't read between the lines. And I'm not saying anymore, but he's violent and he'll probably get violent with her again. I'm just saying, like, it's just a matter of time until he does some shit to her because she, you know what I'm saying, like.
Abused women go back to their abuser
has
13 times if they live.
Yeah. The other one has, like, a professional job. Doesn't she fear me contacting her job over all this harassment? Isn't that in her head at all? Or is she stupid?
They're not thinking that far at all. They think that you're weak.
But don't you think that if their job knew that I was being harassed, like most companies don't put up with that?
Very possible. They're probably not thinking you're going to do anything, which is why it's on a teetering side here. It's mostly talk, but if you retaliate, of course, there's going to be more. But if you don't retaliate, it's going to be more of this. So it's kind of like you're going to have to pick and choose your battles on this one because they're mostly just peasants.
Right, well, it's hard because they're backing me into a corner and I'm not really planning on blowing my whistles, but I have to. What?
You should do what you have to do. Get rid of the sticks on your back. Like, this is a 10 of wands and it's upside down.
Yeah.
So The Ten of Wands is about having too much burden, too much to carry.
Yes.
When it's in reverse, you're not just, oh, I have too much, I'm freaking out. This is you being proactive instead of reactive, so getting rid of some of your baggage and shit you got to deal with. So I'd start taking down my enemies here. What do you have to lose? I mean, but it will go on for one more week, but that's as far as it's taken us because it's something that you have to actually do to, it's a learning lesson. I'm sorry. That's what it is, and this is your growth period.
I know.
So time to get, we got to pick up our purse and put it on, and we trot through the, you know, we make our bed, we lie in it, and then we make our bed again. So
Don't you think, though, there's some level of karma that, like, for all they're putting me through, there's going to be some karma for them? Do you see any karma? Anything coming to them?
Of course. There will be karma, but also this is yours as well. This is, in a way, for you, this is your growth period, so this is happening to show you at some point you didn't learn your lesson somewhere in this. So this is one of your, I hate telling people this when this happens.
Yeah.
But it sucks. It really does. This is, but it could be worse. You could be like, you know, in a much worse place with them and actually be on the bad side of the law and have more to worry about.
No, I'm not.
But
I didn't do anything illegal.
This is a standing up exactly. This is a standing up moment for
but
you.
But that woman allegedly has something going on, and she's a little bold for the things she has going on. Like, if I blow that whistle, then she'll be very happy about that.
Do it!
Hmm? You think I should blow the whistle on this woman?
Yes. Yes.
For real?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Anonymously. Because.
Oh, she'll know it's me, though. I mean, this is way too, like, connected.
By the time it happens, it'll be too late. I mean, unless you're going to, like, fire tooth and nail, physical battle. I mean, are we going to have some axes involved? How are we going to cut the cord here?
I wouldn't even be involved. All I'd have to do is just pick the phone up, make a phone call. And
exactly. There we go.
Something would happen. I'm not going to say what.
That's
but,
right.
You don't have to
do anything. You just got to do the right thing.
I'm not a police officer.
No, you're not. But you can tell somebody who is.
Yes. But she's got someone that was close to me, and she's threatened me. She's like, if anything happens to me, then something's going to happen to you. No, it's like, and on top of it, then she went to this other woman. The other woman doesn't know any of this stuff. Like, she doesn't know that she's dealing with a criminal. So it's like I'm sandwiched between two psychos who one of them's just using the other like a pawn, and I can't even talk to the other one because she's so enraged with me. It's a really uncomfortable thing, and hopefully it will take – I mean, they've been enraged for, like, since the 25th. I guess that's a week. I just hope that they fizzle out maybe in a month. Will they fizzle out in
least? No, it'll be
like,
about
I know we should only a week longer, and then they'll just move on?
It's not as easy as that, but it will start fizzling out about a week. So if you can last a week without having to do anything drastic, go for it. But really it's telling you should just cut the fat.
Well,
you
I don't talk to
them.
I just
want to take the dog outside and shoot it.
I don't speak to them. I don't contact them. I don't respond. I've blocked them on everything you can block a person on. The only thing I haven't blocked them on is a text just for my own evidence. That's the only reason I have.
Yeah. You can hear, this is what a cop told me. He said, tell them to never talk to you again.
I did.
And
I've
if they
said
respond
it five
after
times.
That, and also to block them. I see that right there is your grounds to actually file a report against them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This one works. This one has a very professional job. And if I was to get a protective order against her, because they have them now where you can fill them out and say harassment. That's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
They're not for your life. They're actually, they've adjusted laws so that protective orders include harassment. It doesn't have to be your ex-boyfriend beating on you. It can be anything. I looked it up in her state, and I started to fill out the protective order for harassment. You know.
Yeah, this is going to be about a week longer.
But do I have to go for a, do you think I have to go for a protective order to get her off me, or can I just wait it out and just be like, okay, she's.
I'd give it a week.
Right. And then if they
if
keep going after another.
But it looks like it's going to be just, they're going to get bored.
Really? And they're not going to contact the family?
More than likely, no. It's all just bullshit tactics. It's laziness.
Yeah, it's like smoking. I mean, they have the goods on me. They definitely have the goods, but, I mean, I have some goods on her because she's harassing me and she's got a corporate job, and I don't think her job would like this. And
probably not.
Very much. And the other one, I have the big goods on her, like the big goods. I'm not going to say what they are on the air, but I got some goods. And so that girl, I could ruin her life permanently.
You should. But, I would, just for fun.
Well, she got a sister that will come over here with a gun and use it. So I don't really want to deal with that. Like,
oh,
I'm a little frightened. That's
what
I'm saying. Like, there's,
I would just find out where she eats and put something in her food. But, you know, I'm not suggesting murder, but hey, that's me.
What a funny joke. Ha, ha, ha. You're just joking,
too.
I am a joke.
We're all
full of jokes today.
People tell me I'm funny all the time.
You're a real funny joke.
That's just me. I have dark humor.
No, I know.
I tell everyone I'm
going to
poison
like
your food.
I know. You definitely don't want to say anything like that on a recorded line. So, but you see, in a week, everything will just chill the fuck out and these people will shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's going to get boring really quick.
Do you think that, I swear to God, I'll let other people talk to you after this, but, like, do you think that this chick is going to get caught on her own and that will have to pull any whistles? Because if this dude goes to beat her up and the neighbors call the police, she's going to be in a world of fucking hell. And I'm not just talking about her little beating. There's other things. Like, do you think that she'll get caught on her own? Like,
well, it doesn't say that. It just says that it's time to make a decision on your part. It's more about you taking a stand on this, I guess. Not really concentrating on them so much, just more about you making the move. So,
but what move
it's
are you suggesting?
Time.
But what move
well,
are
I'm
you
suggesting?
Suggesting
this. After you've already got enough evidence, cut them off. If they find another way to contact you, get your restraining order. But it looks like it's going to fizzle out in a week. Give it a week. Cut them off completely. If they come seek you out after
I have
that,
cut them off.
Text,
I have
though, right?
cut them off. Like, I cut them off 7 days ago. Haven't responded, blocked them on everything.
Okay.
No, that is already done. Said and done.
Okay, good. Then wait a week.
I'm emotionally reacting on my own privately by myself, yes, but I will never give them a text back, ever.
It does show that you do have a lot of emotion in this. It is causing a lot of difficulty.
Well, scary.
Yeah, it is. So one week.
It's frightening.
1 week, but it looks like it's all just stupid games to me. 1 week, if they contact you after nothing else, make sure you've blocked them on text and everything. That way there's no way to contact you. And then if they do that and haven't left you alone, then, yeah, I would go get that restraining order you have every reason to and then go from there. But it looks like they're going to lose interest.
Okay. Oh, this is so ridiculous. Do you see why they're doing this?
Absolutely.
Like, what's the bottom line? Like, why are they doing this? Yeah, I mean, I talked shit about one of them to the other one, but, like, the
jealousy,
reaction is so
anger.
Severe.
It's all
real angry.
Just petty anger and jealousy. They're narcissists. They have nothing. They're void.
I know.
They're empty black holes with nothing.
I know.
I have one person behind you. We got 15 minutes left, but give it a week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's great. Thanks for waiting here on That's the Tea.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, no problem. Where? What can I get you? What kind of reading would you like?
I'm calling up because I'm having a problem here in my relationship, and I really need some answers because I don't know what's going to go on here. I'm involved with another female, and she's much older than me, so for her to be acting like this is totally ridiculous. I'm 47, and she's about 54, and she gave me a diamond, beautiful diamond ring in February, and that's what started all this. And I gave her a chance and this and that, and we got involved, and she lives right in the other apartment building from me, so she's right across the parking lot from me. And she just started pulling away. She started pulling away, not contacting me, ignoring me. She didn't ask for none of the jewelry back. She gave me a diamond pendant necklace, diamond earrings. I don't know what to do here.
All righty.
Do you see Christine and me reconnecting? Do you see this woman wanting to apologize and say she does want a committed relationship or what?
I'm shuffling the cards for you, making sure there's nothing left over from the last reading, but I have taken in your questions into the cards, so we're loading them up now. First card that hopped off the deck without even starting was the Tower. So that it will be your foundation. So yes, yeah, something has happened. So let's see. Is a secret. So I got a four of cups, six of pentacles, and the king of cups. So are you the are you the male or the female in the relationship? Which one is the leader?
I have no idea, but she's probably more dominant than me. So I would say she's the kind of man, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Okay. I've got you both here. And I have, one is the King of Cups and one is the King of Wands. So I feel that she's more water. I got a six of pentacles, so that's like you giving to each other, and it was kind of more like a equal relationship. It was mostly going well. It seemed pretty wholesome and seemed like it was going in a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
You do have the four of cups, so at least it's not a three. If it was a three of cups, I would be kind of leaning towards there's now a third person involved. So right
yeah,
now,
I don't think there's nobody involved because, like I said, she lives across the parking lot, and I never see her with any other female, man.
Yeah.
No, nobody's over there.
Yeah. That being said, I feel the four of cups is more of how you guys would have your good times together. You celebrated. You had a pretty good, like, emotional status with each other. You could basically kind of mix together well in most things. seems like it was a pretty decent relationship. So,
right
now, the Two of Cups and the Two of Wands, and we do have the King of Wands on top of that. So you're more, I feel like you're the fire side. You're the fire king. So you guys do have this bond with each other, and you have the Two of Cups with the Two of Wands. So basically, there's still something between you two. It's not something that's like real division. It's not like something came truly in between you. So right now, and it's so weird because your foundation is the Tower, Temperance, and the Ten of Cups. So, meaning that it's kind of in a weird place where it's on the Libra scale. It's telling you to be patient with her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also showing that something did happen somewhere. It's not a person, obviously. I mean, that's definitely shown there. It's not really a youth thing either. But there is a secret because there is the moon, which the moon is like when the full moon comes out and the full light, it shines everywhere and making the shadows that were there shown. So whatever was in the shadow, if it's in the light of the moon, that's a secret, you know, then we see that thing that we didn't want to see.
Well, I think the secret is, she
money.
Is using drugs. She's using drugs.
I've got the Eight of Pentacles, and I have the Ten of Pentacles. She is hemorrhaging money right now. So, also, and I'm glad that you said that, because we are going to go ahead and pull more out of that because she's hemorrhaging money.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want to tell you that something has happened. So let's see. I almost want to go towards job loss. Something
She is working, and we did discuss back in July of her moving out of that apartment and moving over here into my apartment because she said she couldn't afford the rent no more. But I'm thinking she can't afford the rent no more because she has a big drug addiction, which I didn't know about until recently.
Yeah, okay. This is the final outcome of this. As for you have the Chariot. So, and also the Knave of Swords is telling you to be visual, and obviously you know something's going on.
Right.
Now, the Chariot's here to tell you that you're probably going to be leaving her. The Knight of Cups is telling you that she is not emotionally stable right now to be able to even tell you what's going on or even talk about this with you. Also, the money stuff, the money issues. So it's not you or anything that you did. Her life is falling apart in secret.
Right.
So I will tell you that...
Is she going to approach me, say she needs a place to stay temporarily? Because back in July, she told me she was behind on her rent, and it's now October, and she hasn't talked to me, so I don't know what's going on. I mean, is she going to get evicted? Is she going to be staying here with me?
No, don't let her live with you. Okay, you got three cards here. As soon as you said that, the card I pulled was the Hangman. Yes, she's losing her ass. Secondly, she's got a monkey on her back, something fierce. She's giving out most of her money to, I want to say it's something that makes her more speedier than something that makes her fall asleep. So she's going to get a bright idea to try and talk to you into going down this spiral with her. And I'm going to tell you, the cards, you just got the Magician. So, A, it's your world. B, fuck no. Don't do that because you'll be a fucking fool. Oh, my God, I just pulled another card for you. If you say yes to this and you let her in your house, the fool has shown its face. No. No amount of, and there's an Ace of Cups here. You're going to, the world, this is not good. No. You are too good for this. You deserve way better, and you need to walk away and make sure that this is, you shut the door on this and be clear and make sure you get closure. This girl is no good right now. She has lost herself, and she's losing her ass, and she's going to take you with her. Because if you, she moves in with you, you're going to lose stuff. You're going to lose everything you built. That tower, that lightning struck her house. Her house is on fire, not yours. Can you let her in your house? Sure, why not? But you can't trust her because you don't know if she's using it intravenously or not. Once someone's using drugs that hard to where they can't manage their life, A, and B, if she's using it intravenously, you can't fucking, you can't trust her. Your shit will go missing, and you're going to find that you put yourself and gave everything to her, and she's not going to get better. So I see nothing but
bad
coming.
I don't know. I mean, how can we find out if she's using drug IV? I don't know what this girl's doing. What kind of drugs is she doing?
I'm picking up something that makes her speed, something that makes her go. Not something that makes her sleep. So it's probably not heroin, unless heroin does the opposite for her. Some people it does.
Well, all I can tell you is she stays in that apartment, all the blinds are shut, and she stays in there, and she doesn't come out. So what is this girl doing? Is she sound? Because if she was Speedy Gonzalez, she'd be in her car, driving, going out,
Some people stay in their house because they start looking out their windows and stuff, and they start thinking that they start seeing the shadow man. And the shadow man can come if they're on heroin or whether they're on meth or on crack. So she could be smoking dope in there because a lot of times they do shut themselves in their house when they go on bingers. They'll spend their whole entire rent check on that. And they'll stay in their room or whatever, and they'll get high in there. If she doesn't even talk to you, she wants to, but she can't because she's not her anymore. She's definitely on something that makes her high. And the thing is some people, meth don't make them clean or do nothing. It just makes them paranoid and weird, and then they'll, like, stay in the room. How did we run out of time today so quickly? That's crazy. Oh, man, we got 90 seconds left. I will tell everyone, I've been making this announcement for 2 days. After long deliberation, it is, it sucks. I have to cut my show on the radio part. I'm on you now, so anybody want to find me, it's there. I don't get money for doing readings, and my co-host is in jail till 2023 because he's an idiot. So, and I'm in college, and I'm going to be doing two classes a month at the same time for the next 3 months, and I'm hemorrhaging money to everything else in school. So since I don't get paid for readings, I have to shut it down on this side because it's free where I stream. Like, I'm streaming right now, and I'm doing the radio show. So my page will still be there, but we won't be able to do, like, an hour and stuff like that, and people won't really be able to call me and shit because I just can't afford it right now. So I'm in college. Sorry, guys. But you can find me on You Now, and if you want to, we had people, and that always happens, we have people, I know, right? People start lining up. And, like, for the first hour, because usually I'll advertise this, it's hit and miss. So whoever needs a reading, the universe will get them to me. I know that much. But it's like, I can't pay for it anymore. It just costs too much. I do. I pay $39 a month, which is the least amount you could pay. You can do it for free, but it's like 30 minutes. You don't keep content, and then I don't think anyone can call you. And I'm just not really working right now. I do have an interview at 5 today. taking the least amount of responsibility possible. Like, just work a little bit, a few days while I go to school, because I get paid to go to school and all that stuff too. So, well, thank you. I might be too radical for them. I don't know. Because on the thing it said, you will promise to not do drugs and wear makeup. It is ridiculous. So, but that's the tea, everyone. And do, if you're just calling in, I'm sorry the show ended. But I'm on younow.com. So y'all can find me there if you want me. The show is going to come back when Sean gets out of jail. We'll probably start doing the show again on here. I don't know, because Blog Talk Radio hasn't even responded about if they're going to do anything about HTML5. Flash is gone, and hardly anything on the Blog Talk works anymore. So if I'm paying $39 a month, then I want to use my studio properly and not have to be told my browser doesn't support this. Like, I pay $39. People are paying thousands. Like, people have been on there with them for, like, 20 years, and they can't get no customer service. There's no technical service. There's no customer service. They don't tweet back. They don't answer, and then you're just left with all these questions to deal with all this stuff yourself. So, I mean, on top of that, and there really aren't any other good platforms like this. I know. You know it's free. Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. You know it's free. People do find me just like on here, just randomly. It's pretty cool. And also, I'm mad because my map, half my place disappeared. I'm in like 40 countries now and 50 states. So I want to see that shit. You had that shit available to me, and then you took it away because you couldn't keep your shit fucking on because y'all didn't change any of your script writing. So I have no idea what's going to happen to the show. Yeah. Dude, the other platforms I tried they're expensive. They want so much for so little. You don't get to do what you could do on Blog Talk. But Blog Talk just doesn't seem to be doing anything. They don't have any, they're not rolling out any sort of plans, announcements, nothing. They're just taking our money and they're leaving us. And there's people that's been with them, like I said, up to 20 years. And they're paying the year, like the $3,000. So if you're, this guy is a CEO now. I looked it up, and, like, he's just banking off all these people and myself, and we're just getting left behind. So a lot of us are going to lose our radio shows on Blog Talk because they don't fucking work. I have to call through a house phone now or my cell phone because it doesn't work. So, you know, I will be running the show if there's still Blog Talk available to us. I'll be back on in 2023. So, but I have a lot going on. I am on YouNow, so you'll have to get a YouNow and then contact me there or write my email. And then I do private readings, but they're not free. So I charge $20 a reading, so as many cards as it takes. I hate how people are like, $50, 3 cards. That's not enough, bitch. So they do need to update their shit. But I guess I will see those of you who have been with me for the 2 years we've been on almost. Wait, have we been on for 2 years? I want to say yes. We've been on for 2 years now. Has it been 2 years? I don't know. It's crazy. It's been a while. I started, I want to say 2018 or 19 or some shit. So we've been on for about 2 years. And Sean started this with me, and it's been strange doing it without him, but I've carried on. So, but he gets out in 2023, and we'll come back to this. Hopefully that Blog Talk is still there because, you know, it would be easy. It's a pretty good site, although the whole we've moved to HTML5 and people aren't doing nothing about it. So, to everybody, thanks for being with me for as long as you have. Write my email, zen.thet@gmail.com. It's still on. I still have my PayPal as well for those who do send me tips and stuff like that. You'll have to book private readings, guys. Aaron, your private laundry on the radio is great, but I can't radio right now. So if you want me, you'll find me. I love you all. Bye.